Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless your name. We exalt. We give you all the praise, all the glory. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Last Sunday of the ninth month. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. We give you all the glory. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Job 30. Please listen to me attentively, because the Lord is about to do something that you will never forget. Job 30, let's read from verse 26. But when I looked for good, evil came to me. And when I waited for light, then came darkness. My heart is in turmoil and cannot rest. Days of affliction confronted me. I went to school one holiday to check my results. I've shared before how I had a mental, I don't want to go in that direction, but I went to check the result. It is the highest unit course I've ever done. And I checked the screen. And the way they wrote the F, what first came to my mind, I felt like smoking. I hate the smell of smoke with a passion. The first thing, every resistance was broken. And I wanted to go and buy cigarettes. Sir, if you have not had setback before, you can become chief special advisor to advise people until it hits you also. Setback can be very frustrating. One of the most terrible experiences I've had as a pastor is a woman in church that have carried a baby for 9 months. We're expecting, they called me from the hospital. She had delivered. When I got there, the child was a stillbirth. 9 months. We're preparing celebration. We're few in the church at that time. Something came. Fwah! Waited for 9 months. We've had people that have been promised jobs. In fact, they have been called on Monday. On Monday. On Monday. They are still waiting for Monday. Setback. If there is anything that frustrates, it is setback. You know, when I look at this generation, I congratulate you. They are private universities. When we were going to school, there were none. It is public. You can pass your WAEC. You will know why they call it jump. When it jumps you. Jump. Change different people's course they want to study. Turn some people into premature philosophers. They wanted to study medicine. But now they can tell you about life. You know life, eh? Many times, when it hits you, you stand up again. Like me, I wanted to study medicine. Now I'm studying Yoruba. Najam Kosa. Setback. Have you written professional exam before? And you have done everything you can do. You are sure, and the result comes up, and you are looking at it like that. Shame on me. You know, a lot of you, they know there are many schools everywhere. So, in different schools, they are local champion. You come first, you come second, you come first. So, your parents thought you were brilliant. They didn't know now the kind of school you are going to. When you now jam professional exam, or jam you, does anybody understand what I'm talking about? Setback is cruel. Setback is frustrating.
And do you know what I hate about it? It does not give you notice. It just comes. Boom. It comes when you have higher expectation.
And then something just happens. It comes when you are about to cross the line. Then something happens. And for some people, it happens publicly. So the setback brings shame, reproach, and embarrassment in addition.
You know, you are doing mental calculation. You know, by the time I do this and I do that, and it comes, boom. Everything coming for evil as a surprise to take away your joy. Whatever name it is called, today they are terminated.
Say amen. Let me hear. Today they are terminated. In the name of Jesus.
We thank you. Stretch your hand here. Whatever is sapping your energy, whatever is making you doubt your God, today those things are terminated in your life and your destiny.
In the name of Jesus. So what is setback? Setback is an interruption or a reverse in progress. Setback is a loss in progress. Setback is a defeat of a plan. You have a wonderful plan. That plan is defeated. A setback is a reversal of good fortune. Setback is setback.
Setback is anything that sets you back.
Setback. One step forward, two step backward. That's setback. Setback is an unanticipated sudden check in your progress. Setback is when you have an expectation that something good will happen and an unanticipated or sudden event occurs which reverses your anticipation.
Setback is something to change from better to worse. Setback is a problem that makes progress more difficult or success less likely. Sudden, unannounced, unprepared for. Setbacks, they are sudden. They are unannounced, so we don't prepare for it. Sudden, unannounced, unprepared for. I had a brother when he was in form 5. I was in primary 6. We graduated together. He had 7 passports. Wanted to travel abroad. 7. You know, no be this the way the passport day computer. He will go. They will stamp it at the back. Come after 2 years, he will go and take another passport. 7. It was when he took the 7th one, he said, okay. He be like, I go to school for Nigeria now. So he started going. We graduated together. You know, people are, you do digest too. Setback. Whatever has brought delay and tears into your eyes today, by the power that created heaven and earth, let them be terminated in your life and your destiny. In the name of Jesus. There are some people, they are a family of setbacks. I pray for you. Any affliction of setback upon your family, defeat and setback, let that affliction be terminated today. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Let me hear you. You know setback frustrates. It makes you doubt your faith. In fact, you say, am I sure God really called me? Am I sure? Setback makes you feel helpless, hopeless. It makes you feel betrayed. God has betrayed me. God has betrayed me. Me that they call here, Jesus' mother. See what God has done to me. Where was God when this was happening to me? Setback will sometimes make you pray. Or is it complain against your God? It will make you look for who to blame. Nobody when you now look up for God. You have disappointed me. God, you have failed me. Go and read the Psalms. You see a frustrated man many times blaming God for what God has not done or what God has done. But at the end of the day, it always ends in praise for David. Therefore, for you also, that setback shall end in praise for you. Say amen. Let me hear you. You know, setback weaken your resolve. It will weaken it. It dampens your morale. It comes as a, what do we call it, uppercut. You know, you watch boxing, you know, uppercut, car. It hits you to come back. Again, be this God. But you know what the Bible says? Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them from them all, including setback. Anyone going through any setback now, let there be a reversal for you now.
You didn't hear me. I said, let there be a reversal now. Let there be a reversal now. There is a reversal of that setback. 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 In the name of Jesus. Jesus, you love Lazarus.
Lazarus is sick. Please, come and help Lazarus. He stayed 3 more days. By the time he came, Lazarus was dead. Israelite, go to the promised land. The journey between where I've delivered you and the promised land is 40 days. Go to the promised land. Then they go to the edge of the promised land. And they say, okay, let's people go and check the land and discover how good it is. Numbers 13 and Numbers 14. And they came. And you know, you see, the voice of a people is not the voice of God. Don't deceive yourself. You know, some of you just say, you know, the voice of a people, the majority is always like, the majority will have their way, the minority will have their say. It can put you into trouble. There is no democracy in the things of God. A greater percentage of 10 brought an evil report, and only 2 brought the right report. See what God did. Numbers 14. Numbers 14, 33 to 35. See setback, 40 days. And you see, 30, and your sons shall be shepherd in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness. Verse 34, let's read together. 34, let's go. According to the number of days in which you spied out the land. How many days? 40 days. For each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my. I come today by grace. Every idol of your father's house, every judgment, every evil verdict of any idol of your father's house, saying 1 year for 1 day, today that agenda is reversed. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. You know the devil doesn't have anything original. Anything the devil does, there's an original somewhere. So God pick 1 day and say for 1 year. Sometimes the devil use that. What you need to achieve in 1 day, say you must achieve it in 1 year. Any embargo placed on your progress that has brought setback into your life, that embargo is lifted today. That embargo is lifted today. No more setback for you. There is a reversal of your setback in the name of Jesus. And we see here, 40 days became 40 years. That was a terrible setback. And they now started moving around in the wilderness until they started dying one after the other. Until people that were 21 years and above, all of them died. Then God came and said, Moses, you have moved around this mountain for too long. They were moving around the mountain for them to be dying one and after the other. One after the other. Anyone moving around in Abuja without any focus, any shape that is being destroyed by the evils of this land, I ask that the Lord will arise and deliver you. In the name of Jesus, we will not bury you in this land. You will prevail upon this land. What you came for in this land, your hands shall touch. Say amen, let me hear you. In the name of Jesus. Sorry, I forgot that some people are spectators in Abuja. I'm sorry. Jesus says, shout amen. I'm sorry. Don't say amen. You came to watch. Keep watching. What is the color of my brother? Very nice. Go write about it later. Go think about it. Are you a spectator in Abuja? Whatever you came to Abuja for, let the Lord God arise and deliver them into your hands. In the name of Jesus. David has been rampaging in the wilderness, country people all around. He came one day to his camp. His family has been taken away. All of them, without any fear. The warriors started crying. Ah, I thought these were the men of war. The warriors of David. The rich also cry. Anybody remember that program? Warriors, they weep. Oh. All of them started crying. They cried until they are tired. If the enemy knows your weakest point, you are in trouble. The children and the family is the weakest point of everybody. They took every one of them away. That was his setback. But you know what? The word of God came and said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. Can I hear you say, I pursue? Say, I overtake. Say, I recover all. Lift your hand and say, whatever set up, setback, whatever setback has taken away from me, say, I pursue, I overtake, I recover, I pursue, I overtake, I recover, I pursue, I overtake, I recover, I pursue, I overtake, I recover. Can I hear you? Whatever setback has taken away from my life and destiny, I pursue, I overtake, and I recover all. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you seen Job can be called Mr. Setback? He lost all his children. He lost his health. He lost his wealth. His friends that were supposed to understand him all rose against him because of the axiology. The axiology is good things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. If bad thing happens to a good person, that good person is living in a sin. It's a lie. Sir, good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. That's the world we are in. There are many things you believe in that is the source of your problem. It's the source of your misery. Now only God knows the thing when they do for secret. We don't know who they serve God. You never face problem. But you're not. Wait, it's a matter of time. You know, people that experience you don't have, that you are a counselor in it. An experience you don't have, don't be a counselor in it, be a comforter in it. Be a person available. Be a person that sees it. Be a person they see. Don't necessarily talk to her. Huh? I understand. You went to greet somebody that lost three children in the accident. He said, I understand. Have you lost your three children before? What do you understand? Must you talk? Job friends, they sat down with him for a long time without saying any word. That was the best counsel. But when they started talking, they started saying things they do not understand. See, when you are, you know, Job said something. He said, when I rise, they rise up. They bow before me. He said, now, they are children. Children of a man that cannot look me in the face. They are the ones talking to me anyhow. Sir, ma, they are talking to you anyhow. Not because of setback. Don't cry. God is in the house to change your situation. Hello, are we here? You can't talk in family meeting. One small boy just comes and just say, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Why? Setback. Setback. When you have setback, it looks as if you don't know how to do anything. You don't have to. I know. This is not easy. This is. 1 + 1 is always 2. Ma. 1 + 1, bracket, raise to something. It's not 2. 1 + 1 is not always 2. Okay. Mathematically, it is. I pray for you. Whatever is confounding you, whatever is mysterious to you, whatever is unexplainable, you have found the answer, but they are unexplainable and they are causing setback in your life. Let the Lord arise and resolve those things for you. In the name of Jesus. Sir, listen to me. At the end of the day, God did not explain to Job. Job asked all the questions. What did God do? He started asking him questions. He doesn't owe you an answer. He owes you a solution. Sir, is it solution you want or an answer? I'm talking to the women in choir. Because women always want to hear answers first before the solution. God is not speaking. Is it he speaking? The one he spoke yesterday, what did you do with me? The one that answered Job and gave him a double for every setback. Let him visit you now. Lift your hands there. Lift your hands.
Oh Lord, you were the ones that visited Job after his setback, and you gave him a double for all his losses. I pray for everyone here with any kind of setback, let there be a double for their setback. Let there be a double for their reproach. Let the Lord arise and come through for them. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Have your seat. Setback.
Can I jump a little? See. Did you look at the life of Joseph? Joseph is like Job. Setback defined. He had a dream. You know, if you belong to my family, I had a dream and say, I had a dream, I'm going to become the president of this country one day. My people are supposed to support me and say, we'll give you all every support for you to be the president. Go and check all the three main presidential candidates in Nigeria now. Their tribesmen are their greatest enemy, all the three of them. Did you notice? Their tribesmen, all the three. Their tribesmen are the greatest enemy. Why must it be him? So Joseph had a dream. If a member of your family is the president, don't you know you can enjoy more than president? But they rose up against him. So he had a dream. And what was the response of their dream? Hey, dreamer. When he was coming, there comes the dreamer. Here comes Akada. I can. Aki. Akitek. Aki no money. Doki. And so then they disturb us for school. Doctor. Engineer. Mechanics better than this engineer. Mockery everywhere when they said back. When they were supposed to celebrate him and join him in building their dream, what happened? There was a setback. They look at him. There comes the dreamer. What did they do? They arrested him. They banned him. He thought when he shared vision with his people are going to support him. But the sharing of a vision was the beginning of his problem. Ma, sir, don't share your vision with everybody. If you do that, you will soon be in trouble. A vision they don't know, they can't kill. You are everywhere as if you are the newest thing that has happened after Christ's death. You are not. Keep your mouth shut. Help me tell somebody, keep your mouth shut. My people say, if the wall does not break, a lizard cannot enter. If the walls of your mouth break and you speak, you begin to see problems. I pray for you. Anything you said that have put you in your present dilemma of setback, let the Lord arise and deliver you. In the name of Jesus. So they bound him because of his dream. And they now put him in a pit. While he was in the pit, they removed him. So while they were removing him, he was rejoicing. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you. You have answered my prayer in the pit. They are delivering me. Once they brought him out, what did they do? They saw Ishmaelite going to Egypt. They sold him. He started praying. I know my father will ask for me. What would they tell my father? They will have not. You know, sometimes when you are going through some problem, you don't think well. When you be thinking, you be thinking in your problem as if people outside your problem are thinking like you. I know by the time they see daddy and daddy asks them, where is Joseph? They will come and carry me. Now, foul. They killed an animal, poured the blood on the clothes, and said, this is it. So all hope was gone. At Egypt, he was sold to Potiphar's house. At Potiphar's house, he was doing well. When he was about to settle, a woman set her eyes on him. Another setback. You know, like I said, I will say this again. I will say it again. If Joseph has fallen for that woman, you know that's what many of you do. They advise you, now the woman of yours now, if that mama likes you, I bet go for her now. The man them no go no. The man no go no. Just take advantage of the opportunity. Take advantage. You have taken advantage, you are in trouble. If Joseph has taken advantage, he will be the chief messenger of that house tomorrow. He will never become prime minister. Many of you are where you are because of the taking advantage of situations that you should not take advantage of. Hammer quickly. Do it quickly. Hammer quickly. Madam will give you everything. Madam is the one with the check. He will give you everything. You will be in trouble. Stolen water is sweet. Nobody commits adultery and goes scot-free. Don't take advantage of widows. Don't take advantage of another person's wife. You will be in trouble. You will have become chief messenger. So he was taken to prison. He was in prison doing jelly one day when some people had a dream. Had dreams. He interpreted the dream and said, "This is hope. Hey, cupbearer, please remember me. I'm here innocently. Tell Pharaoh about me." He said, "Don't worry, don't worry. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you on my honor." Now, if anybody say, "Well, lie," I'm losing a lie. Once a day, when I was growing up, I grew up with Muslims in the market. If they say you have sinned, forget it. Now, they were lying a lie now. Our people go, "Jesus, ha. If you go to the market, I swear on my children. I the God where I serve. You don't see my sticker. Na TCI they go. See, remember this church. I swear on my church. Now lie. See, if you want to do any business with anybody in any church, including this church, when they give you a code, go and confirm in market. They have done it to me. Go and confirm. Don't deceive yourself. Ah, I am pastor. Deaconess Benedita will not do anything against me. He is my faithful daughter. See, you give me code, I confirm. I tell you. Church member, if you ask them to go and buy things, they will add money to it. They will add. Church member, leaders. They will add. Party, not be today. Then they part for church. Everybody looks sanctimonious and then they talk, "Huh, let's thank God for his blessing." Now party. People, they do party for church. Did you hear me? I beg, how I get to this place, Jerry? Where was I coming from? From Duse. So the cupbearer forgot him. 2 or 3 years after, there was a dream again. Listen, your setup, your setback can be a setup to take you to the throne. I pray for everyone here. Every setback that has brought you tears, let the Lord take that, use that to promote you into your palace. In the name of Jesus. Let's move on a little. There is something we call misfortune that looks like setback. In fact, setback is a form of misfortune. Misfortune is bad luck. It's mishap. It's an event that causes unfortunate and distressing results. Misfortune is a distressing or unfortunate incident or unfortunate event. Misfortune makes you miss your timing. I've shared here before, a pastor was talking about his church member that was looking for a job over time and the different challenges the church member faced. He said one day he called him, he prayed for him. Went for the interview. Why? He got there 5 minutes before his time. Then he entered the elevator and they took light. They brought light, the elevator did not open. His time for the interview was 30 minutes, or 13 for people. 1 hour left, he was in the elevator. When they finished the interview, and the people stood up, as they were standing, the elevator door was open. He came out, and Roger said, "Where are you going to? Is it the time that you were given?" And he was in the elevator. "That's not our business. We have taken the person we want." Misfortune. Wrong timing. Every mark of misfortune upon anybody here, let them be raised by the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, many times things finish before it gets your turn.
Something bad happened to your helpers.
Both of you just come. I need two people. I've always shared this. Oh, my time. But I just need two people. Look at this. I'm sure I'm not strong enough to beat this man. Come here.
If this is my enemy,
but he's stronger than I can't fight him. And I know George is supposed to be the one that will help him
strategically, so that he will not know I am the one in charge of everything happening to him.
I will leave him alone. I will face George. I will deal with George. George will never have time to remember to help him. He can go. Did you understand what I just showed you now? See, some of you are looking at the wrong places. You don't understand strategic warfare. Everything that happened, a witch, nobody, everyone be witch. You are looking, it is stupidity to look at an old woman as a witch.
But now the young witch is everywhere. Now every old man, including your mother, you are looking at your mother as a witch.
If it's a witch, you have been dead since now.
You are still alive and you are calling your mother a witch.
That's a gracious, merciful witch. But what am I saying? Distraction of your helpers. Misfortune will make your helpers never, ever remember you. Lift your, let's just pray. My time is fast, man.
Lift your right hand up. Say, whatever has been programmed into my life. I didn't hear you. Stand up for your stand. Stand up, let's pray. Stand up, stand up, stand up, let's pray. Let's pray. Say, whatever has been programmed into my life to bring setbacks and misfortune. Say, perish, perish, perish. Whatever has been programmed into my life to bring setbacks, to bring misfortune. Whatever has been programmed into my life to bring setbacks, to bring misfortune. Let them be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, setbacks, misfortunes. Say, end now. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. Setbacks, misfortune, end now. In the name of Jesus, end. I come against you by the blood of Jesus. I come against you in the name of Jesus. End. Misfortune, setback, end now. And now, misfortune, setback, and now. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray for you, man, especially somebody here. Whatever makes you magnetize misfortune, let it be destroyed in your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? I want to lay hands on everybody here. Can we pray? Say, whatever is in the foundation of my life, activating misfortune. Say, end now. Bereshoy. Arakata. Can I pray? Ekerikelele. Mazata karia. Merikelele. Mariakata laba. Mazata karia. Erikelele. Mariaka. Erekete. Mazata ka. Whatever is in my foundation, activating misfortune. And now. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We pray in that line 7 times. Say, whatever is in my blood, can whatever is in my blood, activating misfortune and setback. Say, and now. Say, whatever is in my lineage, activating misfortune, activating setback, and now, can I pray, and. say, whatever is in my ancestry, whatever is in my ancestry, activating misfortune, activating setbacks. Edge now. Whatever is in my roots, activating misfortune and setback. Edge now. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Really, I don't travel. Since I became pastor, since the first year of the church, I don't really travel. On second year, I stopped traveling for occasions. But you know, sometimes, even before I became a pastor, you have some cases you are handling, and the people invite you to their hometowns for celebration or a program, and you go with them. When you go sit down and they don't start, you will not be seeing brothers, sisters. You will see, how am I saying? You will see a chain of setback, as if they have been chained to one another. And they are going through different kinds of setback all around. Setback everywhere. I pray for you here. Every chain of setback tying you down, let them be broken by thunder. Let them be broken by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Every desolation in your family, every devastation in your family, every ruin in your family, they are terminated today. The setback is over. The setback is over. The setback is over. In the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand here. Any cross, any evil decree, any evil declaration, any evil pronouncement, any evil proclamation, any negative word, any satanic edict, any evil law activating setbacks and misfortune in your life, they are erased by the blood of Jesus. They are erased by the blood of Jesus. Your season of setbacks are over. You are going to put your two hands up. You are going to pray. My season of setback and misfortune ends now. Are you ready? Hello? Are you here when we started? The angels are here with trumpet. They want to proclaim a new season for you. So one must be over so that another one will start. Lift your two hands up. Say, my season of setback, my season of misfortune, say, they are over in the name of Jesus. Can I pray? They are over. 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 My season of setback. My season of misfortune. My season of setback. My season of misfortune. They are over. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. While I was getting out of the house today to come, the Lord showed me a hand plucking pitons, a hand plucking things from people's hands. A hand plucking things. I pray for you. Any hand raised to bring setback in your life, let that hand be paralyzed and cut off. Those hands are 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 paralyzed and cut off. In the name of Jesus. Celebration is here for you. In the name of Jesus. When you rise, you will no longer fall. Say amen. Let me hear. When you rise, you never go fall. You are rising, you are not falling. 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 In the name of Jesus. See, I used to be like that in those days.
When good things are happening to me and there's no trouble, I don't celebrate. I just wait. Trouble could happen. Trouble could happen. Now, I don't do that again. Trouble no go happen. There are many here. When good things are, even when you are telling them good things, I know myself. I know my family. I know as the thing they work. I know you don't know anything. Once here, I know that God is in charge. I pray for you. Affliction shall not arise a second time. Affliction shall not arise a second time. He that the Son of Man shall set free is free indeed. You are set free and you are free. No more setback. No more misfortune. Make a joyfulness to the Lord. Thank you. Can you congratulate somebody? Tell the person congratulations. From now to the end of the year, is the sound of congratulations that you'll be hearing in the name of Jesus. Welcome to new celebrations. Welcome to great and mighty things. Welcome to new things in the name of Jesus. No more setback, no more misfortune. No more ill luck, no more bad luck. In the name of Jesus. Your expectations shall no longer be cut short. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you. May he favor you. May he fight your battle. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja. Or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.